According to a poll published today in the New York Times, the gap between President Clinton and candidate Bob Dole is closing, although President Clinton is still comfortably ahead, according to the New York Times. Andy Cohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. He joins us in our Washington, D.C. studio to talk about this post-convention polling. Andy, we have seen polls taken during the convention which showed that the gap between President Clinton and Senator Dole was almost gone. This is the first post-convention poll. It shows that there still is a gap between them. I know that you have told me in the past not to take convention polls particularly seriously. What do you think of this post-convention poll?
Like so many other convention polls, it shows that Bob Dole, after a week of national exposure, mostly favorable, did get a lift in the polls. But the question is, how long will that lift last? And there is no answer to it. We know that historically, almost all presidential candidates get increases after their nominations. Only Hubert Humphrey in 1968, coming out of that disastrous Democratic convention, did not get one, nor did George McGovern 4 years later when the Democrats were in the middle of fratricide. But all other candidates since 1960, according to Gallup poll analyses, have been the beneficiaries of some sort of lift in the polls, albeit many of them, if not most of them, very short term.
And that doesn't matter whether they go on to win or lose. Just being presented by their convention in some sort of exciting and favorable light tends to do it.
It does. In fact, you really can't predict on the basis of the size of the bounce whether a president will win, because three of the four largest bounces were for losing candidates: Nixon in 1960, Carter in 1980, and Mondale in 1984. Now, the very largest bounce in Gallup history, however, was for Bill Clinton in 1992. In that convention, he was presented very well to the American public, and that gave him a lift throughout the campaign.
Now, the same thing presumably will happen when the Democrats have their convention in Chicago. That will give President Clinton some sort of lift.
Unless there is some remarkably bad presentation or bad outcomes in Chicago, Bill Clinton will widen the gap again somewhat.
So when does this kind of church camp religion approach to politics fade? When does it begin to go away?
I think the best time for judging the way the campaign, where the candidates start at the beginning of the campaign, is about a week from the end of the second convention, which would put us sometime after Labor Day.
How real do you think it is, Andy, when so few people actually see a convention? The ratings for the television networks were the smallest they have ever been, ever, not just for conventions, but for anything. The worst ratings week in history. It looks as though very few people actually saw what happened at the convention. So why does the feeling for Dole go anywhere?
Well, because mostly people hear about the conventions and local television news and their daily newspapers on the radio and a variety of sources. And therefore, the climate of opinion about how the convention is going is very, very important. You know, only a minority, the Newsweek poll found that only a minority, 45% of the public, said they actually saw Bob Dole's speech live on Thursday night. And probably half of them only saw a little bit of it. So it's mostly secondhand reporting, impressions that one gathers as one watches the news or reads a newspaper about what occurred in San Diego or what will occur in Chicago.
What do you make of the fact that they had a convention and nobody watched it, or not very many people watched it?
Well, there wasn't much excitement. The networks gave a signal by pulling back on its coverage that not much was going on. So even when they did show it, viewership was pretty low. And a lot of it, I'm sure, comes across to people as an infomercial. And the public is kind of bored with this campaign. They say it's dull.
Do you think there's any reason to believe that the Chicago convention, the Democratic convention, will be more interesting to the folks at home than the Republican convention was? It seems to me that, if anything, it would be likely to be less.
I'm working on that reason that would make the public more interested in this convention, but I can't imagine what it is.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Andy Cohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People in the Press. He was here with us in our Washington studios.